We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We continue from Grand Central Terminal on this 30th anniversary show, and we welcome in the owner of the Yankees, Hal Steinbrenner, joins us now. Hal, welcome. Thank you. Appreciate a couple of minutes. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Mike. Good to be here.
My pleasure. And, you know, as we kind of remember the 30 years, and we've talked a lot about it today with some of your players and ex-players and some of the other folks who've been part of the station, not only the Yankees role, which has obviously been there forever, but also the role your dad played in our show and in everything else. So his fingerprints were all over the fan.
Well, it absolutely was, and congratulations to all of you, by the way. That's a
thank you.
Tremendous thing to be in one market for such a good long time.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and, you know, he was the one who was the first one to simulcast the sports show when he wanted to simulcast Mike and the Mad Dog on Yes, and so many different things, and that's come full circle. You got some exciting young players right now. You have to be pretty happy with your team and pretty happy with some of the early maturity some of your players are showing.
Yeah, you know, we talked about a lot of them in spring training, right, Mike? You and I did. And
yep.
it's just a great team right now. They work hard. They play the game hard. They support each other. And we're all very proud of what's going on right now.
Surprised by this team? I mean, did you think about this in spring training? Did you have any inkling, or are you surprised they've done as well as they have?
Well, I think that they really were hitting the ball well in spring training. So I had no doubt we were going to be scoring runs this year, which was certainly a problem last year. But, you know, can I sit here and say that I thought Aaron Judge would be putting up the numbers that he is? Of course not. I don't think anybody else can either, but we're certainly thrilled about it, and so many other guys are contributing as well.
How about Judge? I mean, you know, this is just remarkable and how he's handled things, too. I mean, to see a guy, we saw Sanchez do this last year, you have to be pretty thrilled about where your farm system is right now to produce what Sanchez did last year, and then to have Judge turn around and produce what he's done this year.
Well, we are, and, you know, it is, I think we talked about this in the spring as well. We've got a good single-A teams, double-A teams. Scranton's got a great team. We've got a lot of Chance Adams and, you know, Frazier and Dustin Fowler. I mean, they're all doing great this year. Tyler Wade. So we'll see. We've got a lot of good years ahead, we believe.
And some of these kids, I mean, how about Montgomery and Severino and what they've given you this year, too? I mean, you know, Severino, which people knew had the talent. Montgomery comes out of nowhere. A terrific story that he's written this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a great game last night, and Severino's given us numerous great games, hopefully tonight as well. It's good to see him. You know, the tools were there, and it's great to see him finally have a good year here.
How the fans ask us all the time, and obviously you're the buck stops with you, what your approach will be as far as tiptoeing that line of protecting your prospects and going for the brass ring this year. It's getting it from the horse's mouth to hear it from you. Tell the fans what your approach will be come late July.
Well, the same approach it always is, which is we're going to leave no stone unturned. We're going to look at anything that comes our way, any possibility that comes our way, if it fills a need that we certainly have. We're going to consider it, but I have been hesitant the last few years to give up our top prospects. Everybody knows that, and here we are because of it. You know, one of the reasons anyway. And so it's going to have to be the right deal. It's going to have to be a glaring need, and it's going to have to be the right fit for that need to consider it. But we're going to consider anything. We do every July. It's a lot of work to be done the last 2 weeks of July.
So, I mean, and this team looks, I mean, very much like it's going to be right in the thick of it. It's a team that's been terrific offensively. It's shown a lot of cohesiveness. It's also shown a great ability to come from behind, too.
Well, I was just going to say that they never believe they're out of a game, these guys, and that's a tremendous, tremendous trait.
No question. So, I mean, I would think, you know, these kind of years, I think, from a fan standpoint, from an owner standpoint, have to be the most pleasurable when maybe your team, maybe not overachieves, but maybe surprises everybody by arriving maybe a little early.
Well, we certainly hope that's the case. I mean, we've been talking about a lot of these guys for 3-4 years, right, and watching them progress, and they've progressed perfectly through the system. And now they're contributing in a big way, and you hope that continues with other guys to come as well.
And the idea of the economics and that from a standpoint, is the philosophy set as to what you want to do the next couple of years, or is it flexible?
Well, look, I've made no bones about wanting to get under the threshold. I mean, that's something right. for years, but that we just have not been able to do the last few years because we've had a lot of big contracts on our hands, and we still want to win, so we're going to go out and get a guy like Tanaka if we think he can help. But I do have some flexibility coming up, and, getting under the threshold. Primary reason, Mike, is because I've always said, when I said it in spring when I talked to you, is I shouldn't have to have a $250 million payroll to win a championship. And so we're gonna look to do that. That's still going to give us a fair amount of money to spend, though. And we always, if money comes off, we put as much of it back into the club as we can.
You know, the fan, having been here 30 years and being the first all-sports station, we had Straw here today, who was one of the first stars. We've talked to other guys who were, and your father was such a central theme of that. So going back, do you remember when, I mean, you were much younger then, it was before your time in New York, but do you remember when this stuff started in the city?
Well, are you talking about my family being involved with the club?
Well, I'm talking about you guys, sports radio, when we started, 87, yeah. I don't know where you were in 87, yeah. That was before your time of being in New York, but I don't know if you had any thoughts about just the idea of this kind of thing taking off in New York City.
No, it's been great. I mean, I lived in New York right out of college in 91, 92, and obviously I listened all the time. We didn't have great teams then, but great teams were to come rather quickly. And the competition for you guys in this city, I mean, to be here 30 years, it's a fantastic achievement. No one would argue that.
Well, listen, we appreciate the Yankees. We appreciate the relationship, and I also appreciate you hopping on today. So thank you very much, and continued good luck this year.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hal Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.